My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy NFL opener day. It's Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton running things behind the glass live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And we have a ton to get to. We're going to be joined by NBC5 this morning for a little NFL and Cowboys preview. And we have Jerry Jones sitting down for over an hour plus with Stephen A. Smith at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Babe Laufenberg is going to join us for the first of his weekly segments at 8:40. Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com. And yesterday, Bobby, you were hanging out with Stephen A. and Everson Walls.
Yes, Stephen A. and I, longtime friends. Yes. It was good to see him. Good to get. No, honestly, this is who Chris Arnold is. Like when people think maybe we're like joking or like there's no way those CA stories are true. They're true. He is the Forrest Gump of radio. He's involved in every major story. And Stephen A. walks in the Star and has to go right up to Chris Arnold and say, Chris, what's up? And then he's asked him about, like, well, where's Clarence? I got to catch up with Clarence. And so I got a chance to say hello. And I made sure to identify the outlet. I almost said, just as a bit, Bobby Belt 105, the fan.
Wait, when you say he's the Forrest Gump of radio, do you mean like he's everywhere or he simps for a girl that wants nothing to do with him until she absolutely needs him?
No, it's definitely the first part. There is no simping with Chris Arnold. Okay. People simp for Chris Arnold.
What did you pick up out there?
You know, yesterday it was Micah Parsons. Is every time he steps up there to talk, it amazes me where it's like, is he just this off the cuff? And is he this like, you know, is he just this smooth talking to people? Or does he come in there with stuff that it's just like he thinks through every angle of what am I going to be asked? What are the discussion points? And I'm going to have this stuff loaded up because it's always so smooth and clean and extended. And so he was good yesterday. There was a lot of weird points that he made, I thought. But overall, I mean, I thought he was really good.
Micah Parsons on what he wants to be this season. I think this is the clip where we get the assassin.
It's the killer, the hitman, and the assassin. You know, the killer, he's sloppy. You know, he's probably going to get caught. You know, he's not very good at what he does, but he's a killer. You know, he's raw in the streets, call it like that. And you got the hitman. The hitman might not get caught, but you know who did it. You know, like, you know, he's probably a little bit more clean. And the assassin, you don't even know he's there. You don't even know he done it. You know what I'm saying? So each time you really want to develop, and I think at this fourth-year mark for me, I think I'm ready to be an assassin.
Keep it out. Keep going.
It's very much a
lion, jurism. Lion, assassin, hitman, and assassin are the same thing. Okay, and a killer, hitman, and assassin. They're all the same thing. At the end of the day, the same job is done. And a lion too. Their job is to kill. Their job is to just kill. And that's the thing.
You also tweeted something that you thought would disturb RJ Choppy, and we're hearing more and more and more about Micah Parsons not lining up to rush the passer every single down.
Yeah, we've got the audio clip of it. Do you want to hear it? Peyton, this will be clip 25. This is Micah talking about how Zimmer plans to use him.
I know y'all look at that like PFF stuff, but y'all going to see I'm moving around a lot. Like, I don't think there is a side. I think he's, you know, I got my own personnels and stuff. It's going to be exciting, I'm going to say that. You know, and I think I'll probably play every single person. And I think this is the first year where I could be in the 2-eye. You know, I could be in the 3, I could be in the 4. I mean, it don't matter. Like, it could be a linebacker, be in a slot. You know, I could almost be the safety if you look at it that way. And some person.
How many different positions do you think you'll play someday?
I don't know. He got the packaging, but, you know, at the same time, it's all about calling a good game. You know, if we're giving up a lot on first down, it's going to be hard to get in those packages. If we're giving up, and, you know, they're winning in the marks of the field sticks, you know, all that stuff matters. But if we do what we do, I think I could play a lot of different positions.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you to hear him say that Zimmer has packages ready for him to essentially play safety and slot?
Safeties can rush the passer. That's all I care about. Like
Adams package.
Yeah, I don't care where he lines up. He didn't have to line up just in one spot. Right now, I do like that because I am a man-to-man. I don't like trickery. I don't like strategy. I like, you know, my strength versus yours. That's what, you know, fastball. I feel like it's
toxic masculinity.
Yeah, strike people out with fastballs. Don't try to fool me on a curve.
So, Bobby, you and I were humongous fans of the Zimmer hire. Mm-hmm. How is all this resonating with you? And does it make sense?
It doesn't bug me. I like the idea of using him in a variety of different ways. Because as Zimmer explained this offseason when we had played the audio of him doing what is it? The Doomsday Podcast? How would you say that?
Doomsday. Zimmer is on with us here. Werder and Mosley.
So as Zimmer explained there, he had said that, you know, I can't just rush Micah on a double-A gap blitz every single time because he's going to be the guy that gets hit by the center every single time. And so he's like, we got to drop him into coverage sometimes and change up where he's going to be. I like hearing that Micah's saying, I think I'm going to go against every single guy on the offensive line at some point during the game. I will rush the tackles, the guards, the center. You're going to see me everywhere. And I think that using him in that variety is the best way to use him.
So that's Micah Parsons jumping out yesterday talking about being the assassin. And then just when I was ready to shut it down and watch the Rangers barely hang on to a win over the New York Yankees, Stephen A. Smith drops the hour plus interview with Jerry Jones. I thought it was really good. Interviews are just so much better when you sit down one-on-one. Stephen A., I thought, did a really nice job with his questions. Jerry was not kind of rambling all over the place, and I think we got a lot of good stuff from this, and y'all know that we'll make fun of audio clips when we deem it necessary. This is Jerry, and he wanted to let it be known that he's very sensitive, and all the stuff that we say and that fans say does get to him and bother him. Choose how much you want to believe that. But this is Jerry sounding genuinely surprised over all of our reactions to this Cowboys offseason.
Well, I feel a lot better than some of the critiques that maybe I'm getting more than they are, but I'm sensitive to them. Okay. But I'm frankly a little surprised. Mm. I'm surprised that it isn't more apparent to fans that we put an outstanding team together. Mm-hmm. I think the team is in better shape to roll than it was last year.
Really?
And I do.
Really? I do. Now, he says that every single year. But
every year. He's the ultimate, I'm in the best shape of my life, only as the GM.
Exactly. It's
the best job I've ever done.
It sounds like they're sitting in the offices going, and they're reading over the reviews of the tweets and all the job that the PR has to relay what's being said about them. And they're like looking at each other confused and befuddled. Now, maybe they end up being right. But if they are wrong and we are as confident as we are, Choppy's probably the least confident in terms of still believing, you know, we all believe that they're a good football team. They're not good enough. But it surprises me that Jerry's surprised and that they may be sitting around looking at each other like, well, why are people angry? I don't get it. I don't understand. We didn't add anyone. We're threatening everyone with their jobs. That is our symbol. That is our signal, excuse me, our virtue signal to the fan base that we're not going to put up with this and we're going to put everyone on notice. And he sounded genuinely surprised over all the offseason criticism.
I think we talked about this throughout the offseason. I think Jerry and Steven, when they would talk, sounded like they were feeling it more than they had in years past, where they were feeling the heat from the fans and they had an understanding of it. I think now it's just Jerry is getting swept up in the season's about to begin, and he's puzzled. I think that's where he's puzzled, is that people aren't getting overwhelmed by the, yeah, I know it was a bad offseason, but man, football's here, and I'm so excited about this team, is that they're not excited.
So Stephen A. threw all the, he asked him a great question. He said, choose one of the three to describe your spending. Are you brilliant at spending? Are you frugal, or are you cheap? Choose one of the three words. And Jerry's like, that's a great question. And Stephen A. threw all the numbers that we see on Twitter and all the stats that were with the Arizona Cardinals and last in spending over the last year, 2 years, 3 years. Why have you been last in the spending category as the old oil tycoon?
I grew up being taught to have a big front door and a small back door. Get a lot in and let as little out as you can.
Right.
That was fundamental. What I would tell you is that if you look at any team in the NFL, over a period of time, we spend the same amount of cash. We do. We just defer it in different ways or at different times.
I mean, look, that's true because the league has a rule, right? You get 95% of your cap over, what, 4 year stretch or whatever it is. So he's right. They just have a different philosophy on how to spend it. They spend it on their guys. They don't spend it on other on free agents. I happen to agree with that because you're buying free agents. You're getting guys in that are not familiar with the area, with the team, with the system, and then you're getting them past their prime. The moment you hit free agency in the NFL, you're essentially almost already past your prime.
And Jerry went on to explain, and, you know, he tells the same old stories over and over and over again, but he told the 55 Bronco story where he's flying on a private jet, he lands, there's this old dinky Bronco waiting to pick him up, and the pilot is like, whoa, this doesn't make sense. Where's your limo? Like, where's the fancy luxury car? And he's like, you can't have it all. Where we are now, we had the Russell Wilson window. I'm paraphrasing what he's trying to say. We had the Russell Wilson, Brock Purdy, rookie quarterback window. We didn't win the championship. Right. Now we're moving on to the window where we have to pay and reward all these young draft picks. And the formula for that has to be attached is young players who have to develop and have to grow from within versus going out and spending the money on free agents. That money has to be spent on our own stars that developed as draft picks.
Here's where the Cowboys,
which makes sense to me.
Yeah, but here's where the Cowboys consistently miss the point. And where I think what you were just saying, Chop, about the way the Cowboys approach it is a little off. There's a difference between building through free agency and participating. They don't participate. And you can't just not participate. I've referenced it before. There was about an 8-year stretch, 8 consecutive years, where every Super Bowl winner that year, the previous offseason, had handed out more guaranteed money to an outside free agent, one, than the Cowboys that same offseason gave to their entire outside free agent class. Other teams that are winning Super Bowls are doing it different than you are. You need to participate at some level.
But you know, but also, like, take, like, you know, and maybe the Chiefs are a bad example because they've got him. But, I mean, the Cowboys never would have done the Tyreek Hill thing. Never.
Yeah, but I mean, because also they believe in retaining everybody.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, you know, I think they would participate in free agency if they didn't also believe in just retaining everybody. Like, they are allergic to moving on from good players. Like, I mean like high level players. They're allergic.
Yeah.
They don't, for some reason,
like Tyreek Hill never would have left here.
Exactly. Yeah, as I said, like, and I know you're talking to Peyton, but like, that's what I just said to Bobby. Like, Tyreek, they never would have done that deal. They would fundamentally not have believed in walking away from that. And Jerry, you know, like, when he says, like, you know, this is as good as I felt, I think every year Jerry does some form of this. Like, it's almost a protection. It's like, can't be me. My roster's great. It's got to be the coach.
Here's Jerry on signing the quarterback, which it really does sound like he wants to do, I believe.
Dak is a long-term decision for the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. I think Dak, one of his unique things is that he's going to be able to, his makeup, what he is, his skill levels, mm-hmm. what he is as a person and a quarterback will age well as you look at quarterback mm-hmm. age and viability. Mm-hmm. I think it will age well as he moves into the next 5 or 10 years of his life. I think he's the kind of quarterback that gets better and better. That we certainly know that time, oh Father Time, mm-hmm. that it makes a big difference as we get older. Mm-hmm. But quarterback is a place that that experience can manifest itself and wins. Also, the hard times, the mistakes that have been made, if you've got the right kind of makeup, mm-hmm. That's a plus. Mm-hmm. You need rewarded for having gone through that because you, not Stephen A. I'm pointing to, I'm talking about Dak Prescott, you know how to use a hard time and turn it into an asset. He does that.
So that's Jerry talking about how Dak will mature and be good in maturing as a quarterback, and I would presume that would be a check in the keep Dak here category.
Yeah, when he talks about 5 to 10 years, and I saw a clip yesterday, I know it was an hour long talk, so I don't know if it's in here, but I saw a clip yesterday too where he made another reference to something about 5 years in the future with Dak. About, well, 5 years from now, I look at him and yada, yada, yada. That to me says the Diana Russini thing was wrong. Is that I think that they are looking, if they want to get him here, I think they want to get him here for, it sounded almost like Jerry tipped his hand a little and was indicating like, we'd like to get a 5-year window open with him here.
So that is part one of the Jerry sit down with Stephen A. Smith. Wyatt Langford strikes again, and how a Tinder date could get you fired from your job, just like this person who works in the NFC East. The crazy story out of the National Football League as opening night is here. Sean, RJ, and Bobby getting you ready for it on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yates ready and deals. And there's a high drive well hit to left center field. Langford back at the wall. He leaps. He makes the catch. And the ball game's over. Wyatt Langford catches it at the top of the wall in left field. I'm not sure whether or not that ball would have gone out, but Langford makes sure it doesn't. And this game has mercifully come to a close.
And mercifully, because of what the bullpen did in giving up four runs late before Kirby Yates had to come in for a third of an inning, and Wyatt Langford makes the leaping catch in order to take the series over the New York Yankees. Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on your home of the World Series champs, 105.3 The Fan. And in addition to the catch, Langford with three hits. He also scored three times right after the walk-off grand slam.
Yeah, it was the walk-off the day before and a catch to end it the next day. And what a two games for him. And they do take the 2-3. A very long baseball game, 3 hours and 11 minutes. I mean, that was an average a couple years ago. And now it's like, okay, we are getting too long here.
Well, an 8-run comeback will do that.
No. I will take all the 3 hour and 11 minute baseball games if they would have been scoring 10 runs all year.
That's right. That's right.
But really, yeah. 4-run comeback, but it was a 10-2 deficit before 10-6. And Giancarlo almost made it worse.
Almost made it 10-9. And then, you know, obviously now you're down to one run, and you're in a world of hurt at that point, still with a lead. But, really nice series for the Rangers, who have been playing much better baseball. It's like, they get out. They're out of it almost. Essentially, they're out of it. They're not physically, technically out of it, but they pretty much are. Now, all of a sudden, they start playing good baseball.
Eovaldi was money for Boch and company. Unfortunately, you get the news that Corey Seager may be shut down for the season with a hip. And Semien also had the day off, and they scored 10 runs.
Jerry and the Cowboys have been all about all in. The Rangers were about dug in, and that's been one of the things that we've done.
Well, that should be your favorite team, then.
Yeah, because I'm dug in. And I was correctly dug in on this one. Because
you are.
I'm so glad that the Rangers just committed to trying to salvage a bad season, a bad team, and said, man, we really need to hang on to these dozen veterans that aren't going to be here next year in the name of, God forbid, young, cheap talent that can be with us for years into the future on a team that seems to be having financial issues. I wouldn't want that young, cheap talent around here. That would just be awful. And now you get to you lose Corey Seager once again, probably for the rest of the year. That's disappointing because he's been, in large part, over the last couple weeks before this little run here with the Yankees, where he was kind of your offense. There was that stretch of like 10 days where Seager was the only Ranger to hit a home run.
8.5 back in the division.
Oh, baby.
Houston loss. 8.5 back in the wild card. And you start a series against the Angels.
22 games left. 8.5 back. There's still a chance.
Start a series against the Angels. And that means they timed it up perfectly with the Elvis Andrews signing, as he's going to retire a Ranger. And they timed it up perfectly with Ron Washington coming to town so that everybody can be part of the ceremony.
This is four against the Angels.
No.
Let's just say they bring out a broomstick.
Oh. A big broomstick?
You're ready to get hurt again.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, how many back after the Angels series would have you regretting or rethinking saying this thing was over? Would it have to be four? It'd have to, like, Houston would have to lose all four? Of their next series?
That would put them...
Because then you're...
18 games left. I will say if they are six back.
Okay. Then you're at Arizona for two, at Seattle for four, Toronto for three.
Seattle can't get out of their own way.
And Seattle for three again before Oakland and the Angels to finish out the year. Yeah.
Seattle can't get out of their own way. Toronto... I mean, Toronto's. I mean, they're so out of it. They've given up as well. It would. You know, get to six games back after this series, and then we'll reevaluate. How about that?
There's a little bit of a problem here. If you told me that they're going to be four games back after this stretch, and the team that's leading in the division is Seattle, I feel better about it. Not just because of the way Seattle's playing, but all the teams you just listed off, you didn't list Houston there. Like, you have no way to control your own destiny in closing that gap at all. And so, I mean, if they were able to close it to four, and I knew they had eight games against the Astros the rest of the way, maybe I'd be like, all right, I'm holding on to hope a little bit. But this will still be a team that finishes below 500, and, they're going to have to reload for next year.
Meanwhile, Yankee fans are freaking out that Aaron Judge is slumping at the wrong time. He went 0-3 last night, and Bobby thinks he has found the culprit.
Paw Patrol will be there on the double.
Yep, this is the fault of Paw Patrol. So
Chase, Zoomy?
About 10 days ago, he was on the Paw Patrol spinoff, Rubble and Crew.
Oh, yeah, Rubble.
Okay, so Aaron Judge made an appearance. He was the voice. They had a little animated character for him. He supplied his voice.
Oh, so Aaron Judge does love the kids, unlike the Little League World Series
team. Yeah, exactly. He just doesn't like loudmouth legendary Little League coaches or whoever that guy was. But just as the excitement was starting to build for this home run, Chase, like, oh, my gosh, we're going to get another record here. He's gone freezing cold, and it syncs up to the day with his appearance on Rubble and Crew. So now people are talking about the Paw Patrol curse. Since that time, the Yankees are 3-6, have fallen out of first place, and over that 9-game stretch, Aaron Judge's OPS is .554.
Ugh.
Pretty terrible. He's batting .176 overall. He has not homered in 9 games.
Yikes.
This is a Paw Patrol curse, man. This is absolutely on Paw Patrol.
I agree.
Or Rubble and Crew.
Rubble and
Sorry.
Crew. Sorry.
I guess that's like calling Laverne Rocky, and Shirley happy days.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the payload is coming up at 6:40. We have a ludicrous ticket giveaway. Luda. Did you see him throw out the first pitch for the Braves with the arms? That is absolutely incredible. But the insane story out of D.C. with this Washington Commanders employee. Was this a Tinder trap? Who wants to take this?
They call it the American Swiper. That's the OMG Media's American Swiper. So I guess, Bobby, OMG Media is now, it used to be Project Veritas.
Yep.
And this James O'Keefe is the leader of this gotcha journalism type thing. Is that what it is? Basically what it is.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, or just call it secretly recording people in compromising positions.
Yeah. Right. So this is Commander's VP, Ryel Entine. And he is on a date with this girl. He thought it was a date. It's not a date.
Multiple dates.
Multiple dates with this girl. And he goes right in. Like, she basically asks him point blank about the players, about what they're like, about what they're, are they offensive in any way? And he goes right into it.
Okay, just walk me through again your breakdown, your just description of the Commanders players.
Over 50% of our roster, right, is either white religious and God says the gays.
Meet Ryel Entine, the vice president of content for the Washington Commanders.
Another big chunk is very low income African American that comes from a community that is inherently very homophobic.
Okay.
All right. He went right in.
Homophobic, low income.
Yeah, he went right in.
Okay. She's asking this too, like someone who's wearing a wire. Okay, so tell me again. Why are all these players?
Where do I drop the package?
Yeah.
Yes. Where?
Where's the Coke? And then he talks about fans.
Yeah, he didn't stop there.
All of us who apparently choose and prefer to breathe through our mouth.
Most of the fans, I would say, are high school educated alcoholics.
They're like lower class people.
I hate to use that term. I would just say mouth breathers. it's way worse.
He revealed that his job is to essentially operate, quote, state-run media.
My job is to sell hope to the fans, right? I need them buying tickets. When there's not much hope to sell, I still gotta dig deep to find it.
Why do you think there's not much hope to sell right now?
Because we had like pipes leaking sewage on our fans in the middle of a game. And I have to put out a social post saying like, it wasn't sewage water, we promised. That is state-run media.
That was a FedEx leaking.
FedEx leaking. Yeah, he is. So he's the VP of content. So like any kind of, he has to go to the players and basically ask them, hey, will you help us out with this video? Right. You know, so he has to go to all these guys, all these players.
Yeah, then, he's Carter Freeman, basically.
Then he says what, you know, many said during the Colin Kaepernick stuff and the social justice initiatives, that it's just a bunch of BS to save public face.
So how do you explain the fact that the NFL is very much into like social justice?
It's performative.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not done out of the goodness of their heart, morality. It's done because George Floyd changed the game. I mean that the social justice efforts are a performance for the sake of public perception and not because they want to actually push progress.
Get support from liberals?
No, I don't. I think it's to make as much money as possible. I think the NFL cares about the bottom line, like any corporation, above all else. And they don't need to really pinch pennies because they make so much revenue. Therefore, they can faux prioritize DEI for the sake of good publicity.
How did this girl and this organization know to target this guy?
That's a great question. I have no idea. I just assumed that they said, let's just go to the most dysfunctional organization and find somebody that we could talk to, but because everybody with the Commanders is an idiot.
Then you had to make it match up on the dating app to connect with him. Then the cell phone looks like it was set up like right on the breadbasket, staring right at him. How did he not see that? Maybe they have some type of investigative equipment.
It could have been a lapel camera on a brooch.
I don't know.
You said, Bobby, brooches are huge now. Everybody's stealing grandma's brooch.
For somebody that spent that entire dinner, it sounds like, talking about, like, you know, just undereducated drunks and stuff like that, he sounded drunk and undereducated, the fact that he wasn't noticing this. By the way, you know where he got a start in this business? Oh, KNBR. Out there in San Fran. That's where he got his first gig, according to his Twitter profile, where all his tweets are protected.
And then this will be fun now for KMC tomorrow with Jerry Jones. We have Mike McCarthy at 6:30. We will not be asking McCarthy about this because this Commander's employee, who just got suspended, not fired. Right now, he's just suspended. He decided to bring up Jerry's name.
Antine also reveals that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is the one who really runs the NFL, and reveals that Jerry Jones, quote, hates gay people and black people, unquote.
I don't think the commissioner of the NFL hates gay people, hates black people. So Jerry Jones, for instance, the owner who really runs the NFL, I think he hates gay people and black people.
What about Roger?
Oh, yeah, he's a puppet.
So Roger's a puppet?
Yes, a $50 million puppet.
NBC 5, please don't run this on your broadcast of us talking about this right now.
How do you think Corey is going to ask Jerry this question?
Are you embarrassed?
Now, Jerry, come on, you're an ally, right? Like
Jerry, pretend we were all black and that Bassick was gay.
Yeah.
Would you be doing this interview?
Oh, my God.
Might be the only time Bassick speaks up in a Jerry interview if Corey said that.
Please, Corey, don't ask him like that.
All right, so that is the Commander's employee suspended. But look, there were like some things in here that people believe about NFL fake. We all know that every organization lies and spins things, but then, you know, fake PR leaders.
Oh, I'm admittedly completely backed into a corner here on this one because I completely hate when I think we throw labels on people around way too easily. Oh, this person's homophobic or this person's racist. But I also am a technicality guy, and I don't like how this audio was obtained.
This is all RJ cared about walking in. He's like, how was this recorded and how was this released? He didn't care about what the guy said or anything. It's always the defense attorney, better call CHOP. Why did Peyton Russell email us last night how to break a girl's heart. It's part of the payload with Sean and RJ next.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It's time for the payload every Thursday at this time, and we'll jump right to it, guys. I need relationship advice from y'all. The Tolos, 877-881-1053.
You should just ask Carter, since apparently he scares the living life out of you. God, I have never had to yell at Peyton like in the last commercial break as NBC5, our television partner, is in here recording.
TV Peyton.
RJ and Bobby. Peyton comes stumbling in here. Hey, can you just do me a favor and move your cameras, because Carter is going to get upset that our webcam is being blocked by... We're recording the commercial breaks.
We're in a break. What are they filming?
We're in a break. Can you just please... He's so terrified of Carter, and he wouldn't stop. I'm like, Carter, it's... Peyton, it's fine. No. You know, if you could just, like, alter it or, like, turn this down a little bit, because Carter is going to be mad and upset.
Right. And look, and I love going to California every year, and I love going to Michigan every year, okay? But that three-week stretch, I really do lose my tan. Okay, and nothing means more to me than my tan. And
you've never had a phenomenal great tan.
Oh, you should see when I got in the sun. Oh, it's so...
I mean, I've seen you every day for
golden,
15 years.
It's so nut brown. It's so Greek golden nut brown.
You're a wannabe brownie.
Bro, you're a wannabe. So I'm a little washed out right now, Peyton, okay? And the lights are on me, and now you created a shadow effect.
You've had lights on top of you for, you know, this whole week, Chop. You know, you're fine. I promise you, you're fine.
These are not UV. Okay.
So, Carter, that's why your shot may be altered a little bit because of TV coverage.
Stunned that he fears Carter more than you.
Hey, coming here to tell NBC5 over Carter over NBC5.
I was just asking, can we just move it a little bit to the left? It was blocking
tell
your
Carter
face,
to make
Sean.
Another video.
If the camera was blocking Choppy or Bobby, I would have left it there, but it was blocking you, Sean. I know who's the star. Right,
my bad.
But guys, I do need relationship advice because as you look at the calendar, it's September, and you're thinking, okay, what's in September? Well, my birthday, and Choppy's birthday is in September, so we can celebrate that.
Happy birthday, Chop.
15 days. So my girlfriend Mackenzie is starting to decorate the house with holiday spirit, and you're thinking, what holidays are close by? There's nothing close by.
Labor Day.
No, it is Halloween, and you're thinking, okay, well, when's Halloween? It's almost 2 months away, basically. 2 months away, and she is already starting to decorate the house with Halloween stuff. She loves Halloween. She loves holidays in general, but she gets a head start on, you know, holidays. So Halloween, she has a bunch of pumpkins and skeletons, all this, so she'll decorate the house. And I'm like, okay, you need to calm down a little bit. It's September. And she was doing this over the weekend, Labor Day weekend. She's already putting stuff out. And I'm trying not to be rude here, but I don't want to break her heart. But how do I tell her?
I've never heard of the early Halloween decorator.
Christmas is fine. You get away with Christmas, but Halloween, I didn't get, but she loves Halloween.
I'm considering already putting Christmas lights up. I'm ready.
So, are you usually a costume person?
I mean, for like a Halloween party. I'll do a little costume for that, but like that's it.
And has she picked out y'all's... Oh, you do have to do a couple's costume?
We didn't do a couple's one last year. We were technically dating on Halloween last year. We didn't do one.
Okay.
So
how much is up in the house, and how do you get out of this? Help him out here like you did the Commanders official.
Well, he did. After going to your party over the weekend, he does not run his house, so I don't think he has options.
Carter, he decides, you think Carter's like, put the skeletons in the corner.
He is terrified of redheads, is
you
what
I'm
just, learning.
You were dying to unleash and unveil your discussions with her. You guys had a weird dynamic going on at the party.
I wanted...
Peyton was coaching her?
I wanted so much... Yeah, Peyton was coaching her, telling her what she could and couldn't say. It was very controlling.
So is it bothering you? The decorations?
No, because no one else is coming over to the house. But if we had company over, it would be... I would have to start putting some things up.
Because like they're just general fall decorations, right? Like the leaves, the pumpkin. That's just general fall.
Skeletons?
No.
Skeletons is not general
fall. This is Halloween, Chop. This isn't just fall decorations.
There's more than that. All right.
You know, I would say just take a L on this one. Pick your battles.
Yep.
You're not having multiple people, a ton of people. It's good that she's festive. It's better to be festive than like dead inside.
I've never heard of somebody treating Labor Day to Halloween, though, like Thanksgiving to Christmas, where it's like, well, day after Thanksgiving, got to go get the tree, got to go to decorate.
That's and like, also, like, how much is she asking you to help? If she's not asking you to help, what the hell do you care?
No help. No help at all. I haven't had to buy anything. We went to Target. She bought, you know, like the candy corn pillows and, you know, ghost blankets, all that stuff. So it's out there, but she's buying it. But it's just, it's there. It's
I live in Wild Kingdom, okay? We have 48 indoor houseplants. She's asked me for zero help on these things. So I don't care. Like, knock yourself
out. 2 months out. 2 months out for pre-Halloween. Who else deals with this on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, YouTube, or Twitch? Can you come up with something for him?
Yeah, if you would really like to get out of this, are any of these a lot? Are any of these living?
No.
Living skeletons.
Any of the flowers that she put out? Nothing. All right, so here's what you got to do. You've got to find a way to rot the pumpkins out. So you're going to go to Google. You're going to find a way to rot the pumpkins. It's going to take a little bit. But you'll say, man, the smell, I can't take the smell. We've got to get rid of this.
Are they real pumpkins?
No. These are here's the thing. They're fake pumpkins, and they're just little things, but she's not done yet. This isn't like she's done. She's adding stuff as the week goes on. You know, so she starts off with little, you know, skeletons and skulls around the house.
What about,
religious?
You guys have a dog, right?
That's what I was going to go with.
Are you religious? Dog.
Feed the dog. Go ahead.
Are you religious?
She grew up in Alabama.
Yeah,
you tell her this is the devil's holiday. Do you want to go to hell, Mackenzie? Right. Like that's how you put.
Got to go religious.
Right? I would feed the dog a little bit of chocolate.
Oh God!
And then,
oh my God!
We're not trying to kill the dog.
Please cut this camera.
I feed the dog a little bit of chocolate and be like, "This is what you get. You got all this Halloween crap laying around. You got Hershey Kisses. You got cotton candy. All your candy, all your Halloween spirit. Or have the dog eat like a skeleton finger off.
Leave a horse head in her bed.
Just
a
little slight choking episode, and that will scare off of it.
Well, the worst part is she has a costume for the dog too. That's very Halloweeny. So.
HOA. Is any of this outside the house?
Oh, yeah.
No, nothing's outside the house. It's all inside. I know. So HOA camp.
I would lean into religion.
I think I just slowly, because she's slowly putting stuff up while I'm at work, you know, or over the weekend when I'm gone, you know, working Cowboys games. So I think I start taking stuff down, just start hiding stuff and play a little game with her. But, I can survive.
Yeah. What do you think is her feeling in your category that she would be venting to us about? Like, he's got a problem with my Halloween decorations. I have a problem with this.
Oh, so whenever we first moved in, I had a Texas Longhorn flag up that I wanted to put like on a wall in our bedroom. And I put it up there as a decoration. She said, absolutely not. This is not a frat house. So she took it down.
And put a Texas Tech one up.
No, she did not. But I have bobbleheads like Rangers and, you know, Major League Baseball bobbleheads that I have up. And we have a corner in the game room where they can stay. And so it's there. And then I have other pictures that are on the wall here and there. But, you know, when it comes to bedroom stuff, she's like, all right, this is what we're going to do. It's not going to look like a frat house here.
Oh, so she's bossy in the bedroom.
Look, Sean, I, as a Mackenzie expert researcher after this weekend, feel like I can weigh in on this. So when you say, what is her thing? Like, if you're annoyed by that she can't control that, I would say that her thing that she's annoyed she can't control is the growth of Peyton's mustache is what I discovered over the weekend. Is Peyton, she's telling us she's not a big fan of the mustache.
Yeah, she says it, but, you know, for the first few months before I shaved it, because I don't think I shaved it for the first 4 or 5 months we started dating, she was fine with it. But then I shaved it once, and she was like, okay, you look a little better without it, but I don't care. I run my face. Payload every Thursday at this time. Guys, football season starts today. Tonight, the Chiefs and Ravens. You know what that means. Tay-Tay, is she going to be in the crowd? Oh, Taylor Swift. Well, we might have an update from Barstool. This is KFC Barstool giving us an update that there might be rumors that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are soon to be splitting.
Tuesday on Reddit, pictures of an alleged document from Full Scope Public Relations, the company that represents Travis Kelce, went viral on Reddit saying that this is the comprehensive media plan for Travis Kelce following his breakup with Taylor Swift. Now, these bullet points say things like emphasize that it was a mutual parting of ways and that they're focusing on their privacy right now. Now, the second page here lists all the outlets that they're going to be doing media. They say that Travis is going to be doing mock interviews to get prepared and that he still respects Taylor and he's excited for the football season. But this part right here is what has the internet buzzing, because it says that the announcement date and the official release of this document is supposed to be September 28th, 2024, as if Taylor and Travis have already planned their breakup. So now the internet is obviously on fire. The people who thought that this was a fake relationship from the beginning think that they have their smoking gun, saying that this was a perfect one-year sham relationship for PR purposes.
I don't believe it, but it's out there. And the fact that there's a date, I think is everyone's just going to be waiting for September 28th.
The fact that they have a date makes this ridiculous, but a contract for the breakup. NFL fans were also ticked off because I guess in the official NFL promo for the season, Taylor Swift was in there like six times, and there were like other star players who were not included at all. Are we going to do this again this year? Are we going to do all this Taylor Swift hate, Bobby, again throughout this entire season?
I hope not because they're a cute couple, man. Whatever, just let them do their thing.
Yeah, he's the unlikable one in the couple. He's the one who makes me roll my eyes. Not her.
Real?
Okay. Oh yeah, especially when being compared to his brother.
Look, this is
His brother's the ultimate likable like bro, right?
I'm very disappointed in Peyton and in KFC Barstool for not spotting that this is an obvious fake.
Yeah,
this is not a legit contract. And Full Scope, the PR department actually released a statement last night where they're like, BS, not true, and we're getting lawyers involved trying to figure out whoever like lied and set us up this way. But it would not be the most ridiculous contract we've ever heard of in sports. If you need to know what that one is, just Google JJ Redick.
Why?
Just Google JJ Redick girlfriend contract in your free time.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll Google it.
Halloween decorations included. The Payload Thursday edition here with Sean and RJ. We have a ludicrous ticket giveaway to hook you up with. And why Jerry Jones is talking about lubrication from behind. That's from him. Next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.